Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. What up, sir?
Oh, man, doing well, Spike. Fritzy? My 18-hole buddy, holla at your
boy. Yeah, good weekend. Good weekend. We only play private courses, Spike.
Yeah, you've certainly become very, very highfalutin very quickly, Jack.
And listen, I'll bring Ike. Like, I've already made this clear. Like, if you want us to play, first off, we're a team. Like, this is not, like, Ike only. Jack has to come, too. Except for the Eagles one, that's fine. Whatever. Everywhere else.
He's using you, man. He's already using you.
We're a tag team partner.
For clout to get into better golf courses.
Smart kid, man, I tell you. He's going places.
So here we sit.
What's up, brother?
He's going places. Where's he going? He's going right there. That's where he's going. So here we sit with the baseball team with the best record in baseball, yet the thing that we will argue about for today and for the next several months is the future of our Philadelphia 76ers. Mm. And the man leading that future is a man that I have faith in and you should have faith in as well, and that is Daryl Morey. See, we're lucky in that we've had a bunch of idiots running this team over the last several years. Maybe not idiots, you know what I'm saying. We had Brian Colangelo running the team. We had Tony DeLeo running the team. We had Doug Collins running the team. We had Adam Aaron running the team. We had Rod Thorne running the team. But finally, we have an adult and a professional. And his entire 76ers tenure for Daryl Morey has been leading to this moment. You know, there have been a lot of complaints over the last couple of years about what he does and what he did do and what he didn't do and what he should have done and what he could have done. But here is the truth about Daryl Morey. Daryl Morey got here knowing that this project in Philadelphia, for better or worse, was a 3 to 5 year plan. He got here with three players, Ben Simmons, Al Horford, Tobias Harris, making a combined $108 million. Ben Simmons, who is basically out of the league. Al Horford, who played the same position as Joel Embiid. And Tobias Harris, who might be the worst max contract in the history of professional basketball. And he was patient. And he could have made mistakes that he didn't make. He could have attached first-round picks to get rid of Tobias, but he didn't. He could have traded Tyrese Maxey, which I actually wanted him to do when Dame Lillard was available or other stars, but he didn't do that. He could have, this year, traded a first-round pick at the deadline to get a better player, even though that Joel Embiid was injured, to try to have some hope of advancing this year, but he knew that he had to do it the right way. And it has all built to this moment and this offseason, where the Philadelphia 76ers have five first-round picks that they can trade. They have more cap space than any team in professional basketball, and they finally have a Batman and a Robin who are appropriate, who can play with each other in Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid. And it is because of that patience, because of those moves that he did make and the moves that he didn't, that you at home, you Ike, you Jack, should have confidence that Daryl Morey is the person to execute the final part of this plan.
Yeah, I hope you're right. That's what I'll say to that. I hope you're right. I'm not this anti-Daryl Morey guy who doesn't think he does anything correctly or he doesn't have any clue of what he's doing. I do believe that he's had a lot of built-in excuses as to why things aren't different now. I think he put all of his eggs in a basket in getting James Harden here. He ignored some trades that could have been better fits with younger players, more reliable players, more impressionable players, as opposed to guys stuck in their own ways. Had he moved on from Ben Simmons earlier, I think he was too locked in on getting James Harden here. Now, I'll give him credit for realizing the error of his ways with James Harden and not overcommitting, whether it was his idea to not give him a max deal or someone else above him. Either way, it didn't happen. And we can all be thankful for that. But then you go out and get some players that we actually like. The team is playing well. Big fella goes down. I get that. But then you trade them off what we perceive to be guys that are what would have been sort of the intangibles that you need when you're trying to win in the playoffs. Tough-minded guys. Guys that don't necessarily need the ball a whole lot to contribute.
Marcus Morris, Pat Bev.
Yeah, guys like that, right? And so in bringing in the guys that he brought in, listen, they did the best they could down the stretch, but it obviously wasn't enough. And here we are again, Spike, questioning mental toughness, right? That's part of it. I'm not saying it's the entire thing, but I just remember after we lost to Miami a couple years ago, that's when we needed guys like P.J. Tucker on our team. I mean, we're literally in the postgame, and I say we as in the Sixers, are in the postgame press conferences after that series loss talking about we need guys like P.J. Tucker on our team, to that effect, alluding to that. And the next thing you know, he's here. So, and now he's not here. So Daryl Morey has probably the most cap space he's had to work with. He has the most flexibility he's had since he's been here. I'm not saying he has great options available to him, but you can make the argument there's probably just as good, if not better, options than he's had in the most recent years available to him, whether it's free agency or finding a way to trade for Jimmy Butler, Brandon Ingram, guys like that. Daryl Morey's on the clock. Again, I'm not going to say I don't completely trust him. I'm just saying right now I'm more cautiously optimistic than I am. I believe he's going to get it done.
I think. Do you
is
trust?
That fair? Is that like? Is that fair? Is
that's
that,
fair.
That's fair.
I do you trust Daryl? 215-592-9494. Do you trust Daryl that he can be the one to put them in position to win? I understand the apprehension. I understand cautious optimism, and I understand also how hard it is for him to do. I think his patience has been exemplary. You know, you talk about not keeping Marcus Morris or not keeping Pat Bev. I think at the end of the day, Morey knew that while this team could have gotten past the first round, we all wanted them to go past the first
sure.
round. I think Morey knew at the end of the day that this team was not really their best chance to win a championship. And their best chance to win a championship was to hold every asset that they had, every piece of cap space, every draft pick, all of those things for this summer. Even when he traded Buddy Hield for two first-round picks, mm-hmm. that's why he turned around and traded Jaden Springer for two second-round picks back. I think he was very intent on keeping the cupboard full of everything that he needed to do for
as
this
far
season.
As assets.
Yeah, for sure. Now, yeah. What I agree with you on, this is on him now. This is everything is on him now. There are no excuses anymore. The Ben Simmons excuse is gone. The Tobias Harris excuse is gone. The Al Horford excuse is gone. The we don't have any draft picks excuse is gone. All of the I don't have a proper number two. All gone. But I trust that he can do it. 215-592-9494. Ed in Delco, you are on WIP.
Hey, how you doing?
What up, Ed?
Hey, what's going on? My thing about Morey is, even if you go back to Drummond and Seth Curry, people who would have helped us get further that you didn't have to let go. I understand you did what you had to do to get rid of Simmons. But there are certain staples that would have helped us that you had a hold of. Bridges. If you didn't sign and trade Bridges, you had pieces that would have helped us. And we'd be further along now than what we are.
Mikal Bridges you're talking about? That wasn't Morey.
No, I'm not saying it was Morey. I'm just saying as an organization, as
for sure.
But
yes.
From Morey, I just have an issue with the pieces that we did have when he had, like a Drummond, like a Sakura, like you said, like Ike said, like a Morey Sr. If you add those pieces together, we are further than we were this year. And it was pieces that you had in your hand. So that's the only time. That's what makes me fear that we're not either developing players the right way. Even though Markelle Fultz is contributing on the team that he's on right now. So even though we didn't like the fact that he picked up him instead of Tatum, but I'm just saying that we're either not developing the players right or we're not holding on to him long enough and putting him in the right position to get us where we are. So, yeah, he can pick up good players, but are we going to do the right thing to develop these players, and are we going to be able to see it through?
You know,
that's all I have.
I appreciate the call, Ed. You know, Tyrese Maxey's developed fine.
Oh, yeah, all-star player.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, one of the bright young stars of the league.
You could go through the pre-Morey thing, and there were so many errors that you could write five books about the amount of mistakes that they made before. The Fultz thing, obviously a disaster, right? The Mikal Bridges thing, obviously a disaster. Drafting Jahlil Okafor, which was Sam, and then not trading him, obviously a disaster. All of those things. And I think a lot of them inform what Morey did when he took over this team. I actually remember the last interview Sam Hinkie ever did about basketball was right after Daryl Morey got hired. And it was Pablo Torre and asked Sam Hinkie, do you think that Daryl Morey can turn the Sixers into a championship contender? And his response was, if he gets enough time to do it, he can do it. That this is not a simple fix. And we all want these things to happen right away. I want these things to happen right away. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? I'm sick of not getting past the second round in this year's case, the first round, which is why I think it is do or die this offseason for Morey. I just, of anyone, I believe that he can do it.
But here's the thing. I don't know if we're in a position to be developing guys.
Sure, this point.
Yeah, Joel Embiid has a window of being healthy and being the level of player that he is. So you're constantly trying to take advantage of that. Like, we don't have time to sit around. Thank God Maxey has developed as fast as he has. No other young player has developed that quickly. It took Ben Simmons 8 years to shoot a jump shot. I mean, did he ever develop this fast?
No.
So I haven't seen any other young player develop other than Joel Embiid the way Maxey has progressed in his time of being here. I don't know if they can wait, because I don't know if Embiid has more than 2 to 3 more years at this level of play.
Which is also, when people say that you can't trade for a player who's 34, you actually
You almost have to.
I mean, I would rather take my chances with a player who's 34 than with a player who's 24, honestly, at most, because Embiid's got 3 years of prime basketball left.
I agree.
Jack, do you trust Morey? You a Morey guy?
No, stop. Come on. Here's my problem with Morey. I think he's good.
The guy plays on one good golf course, and he condescendingly tells me, come on, brushes me off.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Exactly right. 86, by the way. But
he was smoking it, man. But, he was killing it Saturday.
It was a good day. Play better than the rain. But my problem with Morey, I think in Wheel and Deal, I appreciate they're in position to capitalize. I just don't trust the guy when it comes down to actually evaluating basketball players. That's my issue with him. And I can already tell because there's so many Paul George leaks out there. And if they sign Paul George over Jimmy Butler, I know we'll get into this. But like, Paul George is Pandemic P for a reason. Like, I know the analytics, because he's an analytics guy, will tell you.
Well, he actually shoots.
Yeah, sure. I understand.
Great mid-range game.
Yeah, shoots in a winning way.
What are you talking
mid-range about? Mid-range basketball.
Jimmy.
Jimmy, that is. I don't trust the guy that's picking the groceries. I think they're in a good spot. I think he's good at getting to a good spot. But I think he needs help when it comes to actually, those Houston teams, right? It was always changing the core every year, it seemed like. It was, whether it was Westbrook, whether it was Dwight, whether
Chris
it was
Paul.
And same kind of things happening here. Like, the Nuggets do win because they have kept that thing together for a long time. And I don't know if he has the capability of doing that.
Well, remember those Rockets teams in the Western Conference, that Rockets team was the team that gave the Warriors
The best run. Yep.
You know, I know you don't get to hang a banner for taking the Warriors to seven games. I understand that. But that was
that Warriors team, you do.
You do. And and that was, by the way, when the rest of the league was saying, we're not even gonna try while this is happening, he tried. And he got close, as close as anybody aside from LeBron actually beating them that one.
Was that the
take away his violence.
I couldn't remember. Was Durant on that team?
Yes.
When they took him to seven?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wasn't sure. I couldn't remember.
What was the game they missed like 26 straight threes?
Think about this. Durant been on that team.
That was against the Clippers.
That was the Warriors.
It was game seven.
What was the game that they choked against the Clippers? Because
that was when they were down by 26.
Josh Smith threes. Right.
But I was going to say, LeBron never took that Warriors team past five games.
Right.
With Durant. I'm just saying, Daryl Morey put a team together that was good enough to challenge the Warriors.
Right.
To where I don't think LeBron's and his squads never challenged the Warriors with Durant. Right? It always ended in five, I believe.
Was it five? Yeah.
I don't remember it being like a six or seven game series.
And they came close with James Harden, which to me is honestly the most shocking thing in the history of basketball.
Really had a three? Did they have a 3-2 lead? They might have had a 3-2 lead.
I don't remember. Look at it.
Because they were driving that series.
They were.
But that Rockets team.
That was a good team.
I remember that Rockets team.
Well, was that when Chris Paul got hurt?
Games, I think.
Yeah. And then Chris Paul got hurt.
Yeah. Which happens every year. Casey in North Carolina, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's good? Hey.
What's up, Case?
To answer the question, bro, like, do I trust Daryl Morey? I don't not trust him, but the problem is that he could go and goof it up really badly. Like, we all knew that trading for James Harden was a very, very bad decision. He did it anyway, and look what it got us. But it's like,
well,
Casey, I'll
let you finish, but can I just pause for a second? The idea that we all knew that trading for James Harden was a bad idea, I don't know that that's true.
When I say us all, I mean all us educated folks like Ike and myself.
Oh, and me. I remember a lot of people celebrating when we traded Ben Simmons for James
Harden. That wasn't me.
Well, it was a short list because I was not happy.
All right, that's fair.
But then it's like, okay, you're going – I mean, because I hear, now I sound like you want Paul George a little bit. I can't. Paul George, I'm a betting man. I know he gave me seven points in the playoffs the other day.
You're talking about Paul George. Around. Yes, he scored seven.
Yeah, he gave me seven. He also gave me 15 in another game when I needed 20, at least 20. I can't have that and be paying him because we're going to have to max him out. $41 million plus a year. I can't do that. Go give me Lauri Markkanen or somebody instead. Because it's like, okay.
Well, hold up though. But everybody says this. Okay, then give me. You're so convinced that Paul George doesn't have the right playoff resume. So give me Lauri Markkanen's playoff resume then.
Well, no. My problem is invested. It's not so much because I like Paul. If you tell me Paul coming for $20 million a year, then I'm here today. I like it.
Bro, it ain't your money. It ain't your money. You're already paying. You're already going to be paying Maxi $40 million a year. You're paying Embiid $50 million a year. Whether you're paying Paul George $20 million or $50 million, it doesn't matter.
It does matter, and I tell you why. Because what you're suggesting that we do, we know we got to pay Maxi. We already paying Embiid, and we're going to have to pay Paul. But the problem is, you suggesting that we turn into the Suns because they paying three people, and we can't. They're unable to roster a bench. I don't want to go back to bench problems. I think that we got the talent in the top two players that's high enough to get us where we want to be, but they have to be supplemented by players that are talented enough to support us. I want high-level role players. Yeah. I don't want Tobias Harris's. I don't want to pay for a third star that's going to cost so much that it cripple us in all these other places. Nick Nurse showed us with one superstar and then a couple of other high-level role players, as in DeMar DeRozan and prime Kyle Lowry.
But they were making a lot of money. DeRozan and Kyle Lowry were making a lot of money. I appreciate the call,
Case. I'm not talking about what they was making. I'm talking about what they were.
Yeah, Kyle Lowry was making $30 million a year at least. And he
shouldn't have been. He's a high-level role player. I understand why they had to because they didn't have nobody else on their team, so they had to pay somebody. But
We not in that position.
I appreciate the call, Casey.
Can win with Kyle.
I appreciate the call. The only thing I would say about comparing them to the Suns, the biggest problem with the Suns, I don't want to get into like deep NBA that's other than Sixers, is that they're paying three guys $50 million who all do the same thing.
Right.
They're all scorers. Joel Embiid, Tyrese Maxey, Paul George, if that's the way that they decide to go, play three distinct roles on
fits.
A team.
Yeah.
It fits in a way that the Phoenix Suns thing fits in a way in a fantasy way. It doesn't fit in a real basketball way. Those are three guys that need the ball to score, take lots of shots.
Well, Bill and Booker play the exact same position.
Right.
they don't even have a real point guard on the team.
It prevents them from actually having a guy who plays an important position. I think whether you want them to sign Paul George or not, I think the Suns thing is very, very different. And by the way, three guys who weren't playing together the year before, whereas Maxey and Embiid do already have a rhythm.
I do believe Paul George's game kind of fits in a little easier.
I agree with you.
Like, his game fits in there easier.
100%. The Twitter poll is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mother's Day is this Sunday. Holy hell, you waited too long. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Gifts for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. What's your confidence in Daryl Morey this offseason? High, medium, or low? What do you think the low percentage is?
The low percentage is probably, let me go 45%.
54% low.
Wow.
36% medium, 10% high. I am on an island.
Yeah.
I'm on a dangerous island.
I would be medium to, I would go medium.
Medium.
I would
and
go
high.
Medium.
And Jack is low, of course. Now, speaking of potential free agents,
yes.
We mentioned Jimmy Butler. We do have some interesting sound from not just from Jimmy Butler, who had some things to say, but Pat Riley, who had some things to say about what Jimmy Butler said.
Whoa.
Pat Riley does not take any S from anyone. So I had to figure out what I was going to say as I was saying it. We will play that next for you on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WIP Afternoon Show with Iko, Spiko, and Jacko.
What grade would you in, Jack?
I wasn't born, honestly.
You weren't born?
This was like 96, 97.
Is it that early?
Yeah, I was in college.
Why did I think this was like a 2000 song?
No, I was in
college.
Welcome
to Miami?
Yeah, I would say 96 or 96-ish. Jack is looking it up now.
What am I thinking about? Wild Wild West? Is that 2000?
I don't remember.
Will Smith. Oh, which one is Get Jiggy With It?
Getting Jiggy With It is also between 94 and 98. Because
it was 1998.
There you go. All
okay,
right.
So it is a little closer to 2000.
Yeah, a little
welcome
closer.
To Miami.
I was definitely
you
in college.
You weren't born, Jack.
I was four. Does anyone know they're born yet until like they're five?
No, I think five is it. I do remember my fifth birthday. Yeah, that's. I don't remember a birthday before then.
I don't remember anything. I don't remember anything from my childhood.
I remember my fifth birthday. You know why?
Why?
Because I got a the cake that I got. I just remember the cake. It was the blue icing and. You know, as a kid, I hadn't seen a cake like that before with the big number five.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I just, that's like my, one of my earliest memories. Now, I probably remember stuff before then. I just don't know what age I was at.
So, it's wild. I think I mentioned on the podcast once, I have almost no memories from before I was like 30 years old.
That sounds healthy.
I remember Andy Boyle punching me, getting caught for shoplifting in the Ocean City Boardwalk. We could do a whole.
Hold on, what were you shoplifting?
A t-shirt. Wait, okay. Okay, I'll tell this. I'll tell this, then we'll get to the. In a second, we are going to tell you, we're going to play for you audio from Jimmy Butler and then audio from Pat Riley about Jimmy Butler. 1 second.
All right.
I was on the Ocean City Boardwalk with my friend Herb Lockyer. I think I was.
Herb in the Northeast?
No, different Herb. And it was, I think I was staying with his family. I think I was like 14 years old, 15 years old, whatever I was. So we're on the Ocean City Boardwalk, and I steal a t-shirt from one of the stores, shoplift a t-shirt from one of the stores, and it had, I remember it distinctly, had a peace sign on it. On one side, it had the Russian flag. On the other side, it had the American flag.
Okay.
The next day, we went back to the store, and I wore the t-shirt to the store. Wait, I swear this happened. So we get kicked out of the store. I'm so mad. Here is the Howard in me. I go to the payphone. Because we weren't stealing anything that day.
Sure.
And I try to get the phone number for the Better Business Bureau to complain about the store kicking us out. 5 minutes later, a cop comes over, grabs me by the shoulder, looks at my front, looks at my back, tells us to get in the car, takes us back to the store. She says she doesn't want to press charges. They talk to her for a minute. Then she decides she does.
Oh, wow.
Cop tells us we're never going to college.
Like, yeah, you're loser kids.
Yeah. Put
the scare. Put the
scare
on you. Scared straight.
Look at me now. I went to college and everything.
Now will that cop call in like Andy Boyle?
Yeah, like Andy Boyle?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you the most ironic part about that story.
Yes.
You look like you got a shirt on from Ocean City Boardwalk
oh, yes.
right now.
Yeah, I do. Tie-dye. I have a tie-dye shirt.
No, if it was a Boardwalk shirt, it's the guy, the Eagles fan peeing on the Cowboys logo.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yeah.
It's a staple.
That's a great shirt. It's a great shirt.
So Jimmy Butler was at the Formula One race, I think. I think that's where this audio came from. I think it was at the F1 race in Miami because a mutual of ours was actually there and saw him there.
Is Jimmy a Jordan brand?
I don't know. I think he is.
I think so.
I think he is.
And Michael Jordan owns a...
Yep. So here's what he said.
If I was playing, Boston would be at home. New York, damn sure would be...
So there's Jimmy Butler, whose team lost the play-in to the Sixers,
right,
and then lost in five games to the Celtics, I think by an average score of about 30 points. He was not in that series, saying that if he was in the series, then the Knicks would be at home and the Celtics would also be at home. So Pat Riley...
He said, but damn sure the Knicks
for
would be
damn
at
sure
home.
Would the Knicks would be at home. So if you remember, part of the when LeBron, before LeBron left Miami, Pat Riley sort of challenged him publicly in a press conference. And there was some friction between LeBron and Pat Riley. Well, Pat Riley heard what Jimmy Butler had to say, and here's what he said.
You know, for him to say that, you know, I thought, is that Jimmy trolling or is that Jimmy serious? You know, if you're not on the court playing against Boston or on the court playing against the New York Knicks, you should keep your mouth shut. And your criticism of those teams.
Well,
wow.
Jimmy Butler's not going to be in the Heat next year.
Doesn't seem like it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, there's been a lot of reports lately that the Jimmy Butler, I think even in a place where it worked well, where the Jimmy Butler thing worked well in Miami, mm-hmm. I think his personality probably wears on an organization after a while. And
for sure.
He's going to want 2 more years at $55 million a year, and he's 35 years old, and he's playing 50 games a year. So I think he is probably not long for Miami. That would be my guess.
Yeah, that is a strange situation down there right now. Because not that Jimmy Butler took anybody to task or called out anybody, any front office management or anything of that nature. He didn't do that, and he wasn't talking to the press. Somebody was recording what he said, and then it got out. I only say that to say the way Pat Riley came back at Jimmy Butler has animosity in those words. It makes you feel like there's something going on behind the scenes. You don't treat the star of your team that way.
Could you imagine Morey saying Joel Embiid should keep his mouth shut?
It would stay on the court.
Stunning. And the way he said it,
yes,
mouth shut.
Yes. Oh. He said it with a little bit of oomph to it. No, you're right. It makes you believe that Jimmy is probably not long for being there in Miami.
Yeah, and people like our lovely Jack Fritz over there is going to want him here.
Bring him to me.
Yeah, we'll have plenty of time.
Take that chance.
Yeah, different team. Not on as long as it's not on the Sixers, you can take whatever chance you want. 215-592-9494. Do you trust Daryl Morey this offseason? Cliff in Wilmington, do you? Cliff.
Yes. How you doing?
Yo, what up?
What up, Cliff?
You trust Morey?
I do not trust Morey, but more than that, I do not trust Josh Harris. I hear people saying that the only constant in this whole process has been Joel Embiid, but the fact is that Josh Harris is the guy that's been here before Embiid. He's the guy that's hired Pinky. He's the guy that's hired Colangelo. He's the guy that made Brett Brown the interim GM when he traded away Bridges, Brand, and now Morey. Josh Harris. How do we get Josh Harris out of here? I mean, I was around in the 80s when we got Norman Braman out of here. But Josh Harris, that's the only way we're going to win a championship or even try to win a championship is to change owners. I think he needs the Philadelphia treatment.
Well, the only way you can force him to give up that team is if he's recorded saying something he shouldn't say.
Yeah. Give him the Donald Sterling.
That's exactly right. Yes.
I'm not suggesting Josh Harris said with Donald Sterling.
That's the only way you're taking a team.
How is it that the Sixers owner owns the Washington Commanders? Our arch network.
And the New Jersey Devils.
And the New Jersey Devils. And he's ruined our team. Come on. I'm calling for all Philadelphians to put our heads together to get this guy out of town. He's not a Philadelphia guy. Let's show him the door.
Most importantly, I want to thank our fans.
Can I tell you, thank you for the call, Cliff. The only way you and the rest of Philadelphia are putting your heads together is if your heads get $3.5 billion together. Josh Harris is not selling the team.
Oh, we'll start with Howard.
Yes. What part of the $3 billion do you think he has? $3.5 billion do you think he has? And Norman Braman.
He knows people.
Norman Braman was cheap. Josh Harris ain't like cheap.
No, he's not. That's the last thing you can say is he's cheap. He's giving away money.
I know people don't want to hear this. He's like a mid-pack owner. There are so many worse owners in the NBA than Josh Harris that you could have than I
think people feel like he doesn't care about the team. Like, it's not in his blood.
You know what, though? Sometimes when the owner cares too much, we're lucky here. We have Jeff Lurie, who both cares and is a good owner.
Oh, the best owner in the city.
Great owner.
Well,
even Middleton.
Second best owner in the city.
Well, I remember Middleton, they did get Bryce Harper because of a Twitter poll.
Yeah, well, once again, Twitter's always right.
Yeah. But I think he's also a good owner.
Yes.
And they care a great deal.
Yep.
I don't know that caring
gonna,
a lot.
You're going to see Josh Harris on top of the dugout throwing out championship T-shirts.
Well, he was courtside, at least for all the games. That was good.
But sometimes owners caring too much is actually
it's not a good thing.
Sometimes it's not a good thing.
But it almost feels like he would rather just hire people and just stay away.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is, I don't know, could be worse. You know, you could have Jerry Jones, who wants to make every decision, who cares a great deal, but wants his opinion taken for everything.
To your point, Joshua Harris knows he doesn't know anything about putting together a basketball team. So he doesn't interfere with the people that he's hired.
I agree in that a lot of the unsettledness of the Sixers over the last decade or so, with this GM, then that GM, then this GM, then that GM, that Josh Harris is absolutely responsible for. But you could say that he has learned in the error of his ways, and the hiring of Morey and then giving him an extension, the signal that we are staying the course with the leadership that we have. Even being able, we can all make jokes about Elton Brand, but even keeping him here and
sure.
having a and allowing Maury to hire a coach who he had a relationship with, whatever you think of Nurse, he was certainly well thought of in the NBA. Yeah, I don't know. Could be worse.
Yeah, I mean, sounds like worse. You're all in.
I'm just could be worse. Could be worse. I'm not an owner.
This is gonna be awesome.
I'm not an owner guy. Could be worse. Could be worse. That's it. You know, we have a Phillies game today at 4:00, but there's another Phillies game on Wednesday at 1:00, and that day I'm actually going to use to stop at Dogs and Cats Rule, the one in Princeton, for two reasons. First of all, Rebel has run out of his dried chicken treats or whatever that he loves. Got that at Dogs and Cats Rule. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to switch him to a natural diet. Whether it's raw, gently cooked, freeze-dried, air-dried, whatever it is, Dogs and Cats Rule is the place to go. They are cutting edge when it comes to pet nutrition. And more importantly than them being cutting edge is they are going to be able to help you. They have the staff that has the information, that has the knowledge to help you through that. To be quite honest with you, Rebel's 10 years old. I don't know what kind of food to get him. I'm confused. Every time I look it up online, I'm confused. I've gone to one of those big box pet stores. I've been confused. Dogs and Cats Rule has the staff to make sure that you're getting the right thing for your dog or cat. 7 locations, Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Bluebell, Pennington, and Princeton. And the reason that they treat you that way, the reason they're so knowledgeable is the ownership. George Perani, his sister Joanne have owned it since the beginning. They know what's important to your pet. Your pet's health, your pet's happiness, and the treats that they eat, the food that they eat, the toys that they play with, all of that, you have to have a staff that knows what the best is and a store that carries the best, and Dogs and Cats Rule is that. If you miss the locations that I just said, go to dogsandcatsrule.pet or, no, not or, that's it, dogsandcatsrule.pet. Shop small, shop local, shop family, Dogs and Cats Rule. Charles, you know what? OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG.
Hey, you know what, Spike? Let me tell you something right now.
Oh, goodness.
Now, that little commercial you just read and everything, first of all, you said it twice, you know what I'm saying, about the dog and happy. Damn dog, 10 years old. Why the hell you want to change his stuff? Why don't you ask him if he wants to eat the new stuff? Give him what the hell he's been giving it. And then you said he's out of the treats. So what, he's out of the treats until you choose you want to go to the damn store? Get the damn dog some damn treats.
What are you, Rebel's agent? I just said I was going to the store.
Hold him accountable, OG. Hold him accountable.
You know what show this is, damn it. Accountability.
What did I do that's not accountable? I want him to be healthy. I need to get him new treats. I'm going on Wednesday.
But he's out now. Get your ass in the store and get him something until Wednesday.
OG, he can survive without the treats until Wednesday.
Oh, and you can survive without your sweatpants and your two hoodies and, how about that?
He does not wear sweatpants. I don't think I've ever seen you with sweatpants.
No, not to work. To bed.
Oh, that's right, to bed. I forgot. You wear a whole sweatsuit to bed.
Yeah, I do.
Two of them.
OG.
Two and five pairs up.
You know, I don't appreciate. I did a nice thing there about Dogs and Cats Rule. I love my dog. I treat him well. I'm going to get him the right food. And you just come in there and attack me.
Was that me? I thought that was that wasn't me.
No. So what's up? What do you think of Maury?
I think Maury is fine. It's not Maury. It's the top of the top. It's the damn owners who's not really allowing certain things. But I will continue to say this. There's no consistency on this basketball team. Every year it's a different lineup. You're going to have to say, you know what? In order for you to win, you got to have some type of consistency. Joel can't come out of the damn offseason every year, and he's got to learn to get to know this guy, get to know. Y'all got to get in there and play consistently through the summer, through a season, you know, and then you come back and you do it again. And also, Joel, as a veteran now, he has to learn how to take the coaching, you know, allow Nick Nurse to take him out and point, you know, and don't wear yourself out. So at the end of this, you know, in the playoffs, you playing like you hurt. But he played the whole playoffs, so I don't know. And what the hell was the knee surgery all about? Ain't surgery supposed to fix your damn injuries? Why the hell did he look like before he got the surgery? So why get the damn surgery? He should have just went on and played through. It didn't make sense to me. I was a little confused about that. You know what I mean? I'm thinking, you go, you get surgery. We gave him enough time off for him to come back from the surgery and play, you know. But now he, all through the playoffs, he's limping around like he never had surgery. What the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
There's a lot there, OG.
there is a lot there. I got to tell you, I'll ask you this. Appreciate the call, OG. Spike, do you think he re-injured himself? Because I agree. He had the surgery. He didn't rush back.
No,
he stayed out. Yeah, he stayed out long. So you would think he should come in as if his knee is fully healthy.
Which it looked like it was until that Magic game.
Yeah.
In game 81.
Yeah.
You think that's what it was? He re-injured it?
That's what I think.
Well, and it was weird because there would be some games where he would come out for the first, you know, half and look great. And then all of a sudden, as the game would go on, the limp would come back.
Yeah.
Well, was that when they were winning or losing?
Nah, I don't. I know you say that about Joel. I don't think that's the truth. I don't know. I think maybe he re-injured it. Also,
yeah.
Maybe he needs a full offseason. I feel like the
Groundhog Day. Well, yeah, it's the same. Yeah. Yes. Which is another reason why I didn't really want to get into it either. But I had been thinking what OG was thinking, which is, didn't he get the knee surgery? Like, he's supposed to be
okay now.
Healthy, yes.
Yeah. Well, that's also another. He's got to lose weight. You know, I think it, this offseason, the two things for next year, he's got to lose 20 or 25 pounds. He's got to play 50 or 55 games on purpose.
Well, he's going to be playing in the Olympics.
He better not play in the Olympics.
Well, I mean, that would keep him in shape. It would keep him in basketball shape.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, those guys, they usually play in the Olympics. One of those guys usually comes out and wins the MVP the following year.
I actually don't mind if he plays in the Olympics if the knee is okay. I don't mind
saying,
the extra games.
Yeah.
The knee is
if you're not healthy. If you're not healthy.
Well, especially if they go. He better win gold, by the way. Like if they don't win gold and he's like playing all the time, to feed into some narratives.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't even win with an all-star.
Yeah. You can't even be, and they lose to France in the championship.
Well, France would be celebrating.
Oh, dude, it'd be the biggest thing for France since. Who knows?
They do not like him in France.
Dude, I think that's why Batum said post-game, I'm not sure if I'm coming back, when Joel said, you're coming back.
Is Wimby playing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wimby and Gobert?
Yeah.
And Batum.
Big game Batum?
Yeah. Batum's going to retire, though. He's not going
to
be back.
He needs
Probably.
To retire.
Yeah.
He should have retired after that Miami game.
Yeah.
Well, mentally, he did. Yeah.
Chris and Pensock, and you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. I don't trust them. It's about 10-20%. I just don't see it. There's too many moving parts, and there's always an excuse. And I just here we go. We're just going to throw money at another dude, and then 3 years down the road, we're going to be sitting like I was sitting out of high school, and there's going to be 3,000 fans down there. I just don't see it, man. It's just there's. Besides Joel Maxey, you got nothing. So you're going to throw $50 million at PG-13. What's he ever won? I mean,
he's been further in the playoffs than Joel has three times.
Great. So what's that mean? Did he get to the dance?
I'm just saying.
So I let him borrow my car, so he drove it. He brought it home all banged up, and he drove it back to my house.
Just saying, people act like Paul George has never succeeded in the playoffs. Paul George has succeeded in the playoffs quite a bit. He has not won a championship, but Paul George has had a number of really good playoff games. This is true.
I'm going to call you on that. Spike. What's really good to you? Because you're really good to me. You're really good might be a vegan burger. I'm not eating a vegan burger. I'm eating a steak. And that dude ain't a steak, man. That's
one of us is going to be a lot healthier when we're 60 than the other one is.
Well, but Jack and Ike know me for years. I'm a wild man. I have way more fun than you, dude. I fish on the 35-foot center console. I get tapped. I fly in planes. You can't even get your dog a treat. I got two dogs. You want my debit card? Go get him a treat, man. Don't be disrespectful to your dog.
I'm not. What the hell?
Finally, we're holding Spike accountable. You hate your dog.
Nobody loves their dog more than me.
Yeah, do not say that about Spike.
Nobody.
And I got better tattoos than you too, Spike.
I bet you don't.
Man, I'm calling the SBC on you
right now,
brother.
All right, Chris. Here's the thing. Chris is gone. I love my dog more than you. I have better tattoos than you. What next? I'll take all comers.
This
is
my show.
I tell you, this dog thing really has touched the nerve with some
real
people.
Quick. Yeah. at your port on the way home, you know?
No, it's just there's more traffic on the way home.
Oh, so now it's traffic's excuse.
Yes.
Wow.
I don't want to drive to Princeton on the way home. I'll drive to Princeton on Wednesday. Scott Newtown, you're on WIP.
Yo, yo, what's going on, guys?
What up, Scott?
Dude, once my dog ate a freaking grill brush, and I didn't realize until a couple days later I seen his poop, all the bristles from the grill brush. It was a nightmare. Dude, all this talk about the Sixers and having hope is like the most insane thing. I just got myself all hyped up again this season for these damn Sixers. I even got myself so hyped up I went to the game. I said I wouldn't get in a fight. I said I wouldn't fight with my wife. I said I wouldn't drink. Oh, forget all of this. The worst fight with my wife. I left my, So now, I know. Dude, going into that Sixers game.
You sound a lot of breath, Scott. You okay? You running?
Yeah, I know. No, I'm working hard, and then okay. I get put on. So then I'm like,
okay.
Anxious to talk to you, excited to talk to you.
Relax, buddy.
Breath.
It's fine.
Oh, I know
everything's
it.
Good.
I know it.
Everything's
I know
good.
It.
All right.
All right, deep breaths. But just, like, I was down at that game on Thursday, and just, like, honestly, the vibe you feel, it's just, like, what it is. Everyone is just tired and just, like, complacent with the team. It's just, like, I don't even know. It's disappointing. And then, like, I keep hearing, like, well, we weren't going to go past the Knicks, so it's okay. Well, it's, like, beat the freaking Knicks, man. Now I got to deal with all these Knicks fans, you know? And it's, like, just beat the freaking Knicks, and then we'll worry about the next series.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, we're losers again, no matter what anyone says. We're freaking losers again this year, you know? And, like, looking at the future, it's like, yeah, Morey, you got $60 million. You got all this room. Everything's great. And we're talking about LeBron James, Butler, George. Like, God, it's just, like, depressing, man. And I know you have so much faith, Spike. It's like, you remind me of my dad or my mom when I was growing up. Like, my dad always knew when I was up to no good. But my mom would always defend him, always. And it was like, man, dad's freaking right, you know? And these Sixers, I don't know, man. They're just disappointing to me. But yeah, the only thing funnier than listening to the Sixers having hope is finding out Jack signs 3-4 with his autograph. Guys, have a nice day, man.
Wait a minute. Hold up. He does what?
So sometimes I get asked to sign autographs, which I think is funny.
Yeah.
And I sign my high school number after I make the signature. So I sign Jack Fritz 34.
That is...
Well, Ike signs his number.
That is some Polk High, Married with Children, Al Bundy stuff, man. You are... What?
Run with it, kid.
What number were you in Division III college?
29. That's the only reason why I'm sitting here today.
Okay.
He doesn't like those days. He wants to live in his high school days.
Never lost a high school playoff game.
Wow.
Yeah. So I signed 34.
That is just awful.
I know.
Yeah. So the Phillies have the best record in baseball. We have a game this afternoon as they play their fourth with the Giants. We will have leading off coming up as well to finish off our Morey conversation. Daryl Morey did talk this afternoon and said what he is looking for in a free agent, and we will tell you that next on the afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on WIP. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz in about 5 minutes. We will talk to you about your best record in baseball, Philadelphia Phillies, as we get you ready for the fourth and final game of this series with the Giants at 4:05. Is that first pitch? 4:05? Something like that?
I do believe 4:05.
It is.
4:05.
Oh, yeah.
So Daryl Morey did talk today, said two things of note. First of all, and a little bit less important, which is the second time publicly that he has said he was disappointed in this guy, said the fit with Buddy Hield was, quote, less good than he thought it was going to be. That he thought he was going to be able to get more open shots when Embiid was on the court and wasn't able to do it. I had mentioned when Daryl was on our podcast, he had mentioned that he was, and this was while the season was going on, that he was a little surprised at how, at the way that Buddy Hield played. Honestly, I thought Buddy Hield was just a lot slower than I ever thought. I just and needed a lot more space to get shots off. I thought that was stunning.
It's a pretty far cry from the what he said, the deadline.
Yes.
About how he strikes the fear of God in teams.
Well, you know what's
crazy? And he's the best player traded at the deadline.
You know what's crazy? When you look at his stat with the Sixers, he averaged 7 3-point shots per 36 minutes or something and hit 40% of them. And I remember, all I can remember him when I'm watching him, is not shooting and not being able to get open.
It was really the first week he did that. Yes. And then it felt like it.
That first week was a beautiful
thing.
Dude,
I thought we got Oklahoma Buddy Hield.
Yeah.
He's talking about how the Nova guys were, he feels like they stole a championship from him. It's like, dude, they beat you by 50. I mean, stole a championship.
It's wild. And then here is Daryl Morey on the biggest need next to Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. Quote, someone at the wing who can play and deliver in the playoffs. So we just go back to the names that we will talk about until July. Those names being Paul George, LeBron James, mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler.
Mm-hmm. My guy Brandon Ingram.
Kevin Durant. And Zach Lowe mentioned Kevin Durant in a podcast this past weekend that he knows that Daryl Morey will at least make the phone call to Phoenix about Kevin Durant. So it's an obvious need. All of those players to different degrees fill that need. I think my gut would be they wind up with one of those players on the Sixers. I think they will end up with one of them. Which one we want and which one they end up with, who knows? Do you have a gut as to which one they end up with?
I think Paul George, it's really about whether or not they want to offer him the max deal.
I think they will.
The Clippers.
The Clippers,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, to keep him to stay there, right?
Yep.
You're saying you think the Sixers would do it.
The Sixers will 100%, in my opinion, offer him the four-year $200
million. So it really is a matter of whether or not the Clippers are willing to do that and keep Paul George there. I'll just go with the one that I want, Brandon Ingram.
So Brandon Ingram's going to have to be a trade because he's still got a year left on his deal. So the other ones, so LeBron free agent, Durant would have to be a trade.
Yeah,
Ingram would have to be a trade. Butler would have to be a trade.
I'd take KD, believe me. Yeah. Yes. I'm taking KD light. That's in Brandon Ingram. Yes.
Very light. Very light.
So yeah, I'm kind of, and with Ingram, because part of me is I'm hedging, because if I got a 2-year window with Embiid, Ingram was what, 27, 28?
27.
So he still has another seven, 8 years of prime basketball to play.
Yeah, plenty of time to talk about it. I just think he
isn't
nearly as good as the other guys.
Yeah.
You know, and doesn't
I can buy
fit,
that, yeah.
Doesn't fit quite as well, needs the ball more than those other guys do, you know?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.